suuren maailman meininkiä, sillä studio on täynnä kameramiehiä ja kaiken maailman ihmisiä. Ja totta kai meille saapui myös yltäpäältä tatuoitu kanadalainen kundi, joka on ehdottomasti erikoisin DJ, kenestä mä olen koskaan kuullut. Ryan Stevenson, welcome to YleX Weekend Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I just said that you are the strangest DJ I have ever met. What do we see when we see you playing at a club?
Not even necessarily DJ. And I learned this in Finnish. I'm a rumpali.
Ah, yeah. Well, rumpali, yeah, drummer. But like a drummer DJ thing.
That, yeah, I play along with DJ music. So yeah, people aren't used to it. They don't know what to expect. But it's just taking the party to the next level. It's just taking the music that people already love to listen to and adding a live concert to it.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you exactly do that? So you, when you go to play a gig, you just take your drums with you and put them in front of a DJ booth. And how does this work?
It just comes from the heart. The DJ plays the music. Often enough, it's not even planned. It's just improvised, especially just for the songs people want to hear. And I just let go. Every artist I've always played for, there's never been practices or rehearsals. It's just taking the talent God gave me and just letting it out, and hopefully people come on to the party and just join on.
Yeah, well, why did you decide that this is what you want to do? Like, I want to take drums with me and play at a club.
When I was a young boy, I wanted to be Elvis and play guitar and sing. And then I discovered the drums exist, and ever since that day, it's been my passion, and just drums. And I think I saw the influence from the United States when there's a drummer called Travis Barker that started doing stuff with a DJ. I was like, wow, that looks amazing. And it's just something no one has ever done. And I was lucky enough, I think, to be one of the first people in Canada to start doing it. So this just kind of grew very quickly and permitted me to travel with it.
Yeah, yeah. Eli Ryan Stevenson on siis kanadalainen rumpali, joka vetää DJ-keikkoja tavallaan klubissa. Eli hän tuo rumpunsa sinne klubiin ja soittaa rumpuja siihen DJ-setin päälle. Ja hän kertoo, että tämä on semmoinen asia, minkä hän kokee, että se tulee hänen sydämestä. Ja hän halusi siis pienenä olla Elvis. Ja siitä sitten lähti tämmöinen, tämä lähti vähän lumipalloefektin lailla kasaantumaan tämä homma. Well, Ryan, you started your career in rock bands before you started to work as like a drummer DJ.
Yes.
And now you have more than 26,000 fans on Facebook and you've been touring a lot. So things are looking very good. What was the moment when you realized that this is what I want to do?
I think ever since I was a kid, it's a dream you want to do. And even to this day, I think in my head, I'm still not there yet. I still have a lot to accomplish. But like we were talking about before, actually, just briefly before the interview, it's just, I think as time grew, starting to want to do my solo project and being able to do it, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. So that just kind of gives you motivation to push. And the more time went on, meeting artists, like the first kind of rapper that brought me into that scene was French Montana, opening the doors to then play with people like Waka Flocka, Ace Hood, performed with Diddy, even got to open up for Wyclef Jean, some big names that just meeting these people and seeing that, wow, a dream can come true, that you can meet these people, you can play on these types of shows and opportunities, just kind of pushes you to continue and give even more effort and just motivates you to continue. So
So you met P. Diddy and you met Wyclef Jean. And
yes, amazing people.
Yeah, well, what did they say about your set?
I guess they like it, but there's interesting comments. I actually can't even say on the radio, you know, just Wyclef. Wyclef was amazing because he also has a huge background of so much different influence types of music. So he saw me very American style drumming. So he was trying to get me to open up to like play different types of styles of music. So it's good to get feedback from these people.
Yeah,
where he wants to hear more of like an African vibe, not this like a standard American beat. But then it just makes a challenge for me, but I like challenges. So
yeah,
it's great.
Ryan on siis muun muassa tavannut P. Diddyn ja avannut Wyclef Jeanin keikan, ja ne on ollut semmosia suuria hetkiä hänelle, kun hän on tajunnut, että nyt on hommat isolla.
YleX
viikonlopun vieraana on rumpali, joka soittaa siis DJ-musiikin päälle klubeissa. Ryan Stevenson, you are actually drumming to this song.
I'm warming up for tonight.
yeah. Is this a song you would drum to at a club tonight?
Anything. I'll drum to anything.
Anything.
You put me to any challenge, I'm ready.
Oh, Okay, cool to know. Ryan siis soittaa tosiaan rumpuja DJ-setin päälle ja on Kanadasta kotoisin. Ryan, you're from Canada and tomorrow is a big day for all Finns and Canadians because there's a hockey match.
Yeah. I heard.
Are you a big hockey fan?
I'm a hockey fan. I played hockey for many years until I decided I'm going to put my time into music.
Okay.
So I kind of had to put that behind. And ever since, I haven't watched much hockey, but I still love hockey.
Yeah, yeah. Well, which one is going to win, Finland or Canada?
Well, while I'm here, I'll say Finland.
Good answer. Good answer. Hey, Ryan, I read that you've been touring a lot in Canada and in the States and Europe. So what is the most memorable gig you have played?
Ooh, very, very good question. That's hard to say because if I'm speaking for... I don't know, it's actually very hard to say, because there's many. There's some I'll say will be most memorable because it's overseas for me. Let's say first time I came to Finland, or a big concert I've done in France. But then there's also times, like we've mentioned, when I got to perform with P. Diddy or Wyclef, which will be, let's say, more in the United States. But I think it's just funner to come overseas, because it's not everyone that has that chance and that blessing to be able to do that.
Yeah.
It's not easy to get into a car and go to the United States, but... to be able to come somewhere like here, it's words can't explain.
yeah. Well, tonight you're going to play in Helsinki at Bar Ukla.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and last time you were here 2012 and you played with Mahambi.
Yes.
What kind of memories do you have from Finland?
Everyone was so nice. I was here a day early, so I spent a whole day at the festival with a friend Sammy that's here that's putting on the show tonight at Ugla. So he's introducing me to a lot of people and just talking to people. I was just walking around saying, shaking hands and saying, Rumpali, Rumpali. Just trying to make new friends. And everyone is so nice. So I have already those great, great memories. So this is one place I really want to come back. And tonight I get to party with my friends Esko and Nico that are here in the studio with me. So we're going to have a great party tonight at Ugla. So I'm just looking forward to it. Everyone's just so positive. Even just people on Twitter and Instagram been writing to me, so it's just, and you said that you're gonna come, so see all the fans listening on the radio. Yeah. Everyone's gonna be there.
Yeah, it's gonna be a huge party. Ryan esiintyy siis tänään Bar Uklassa Helsingissä ja sanoi, että odottaa tätä keikkaa todella paljon, sillä hän vieraili Suomessa vuonna 2012 ja avasi Mohombin keikaa ja sanoi, että siellä oli todella hienoa festarilla tutustua jengiä, käydä kättelemässä porukkaa, ja hän toisteli vaan sanaa rumpali, jonka on oppinut. Ryan, tell me, what kind of expectations do you have for the gig tonight?
I don't think I have any expectations. I'm sure it's more the people that are going to be there tonight will have expectations of what kind of show I'm going to put on. So me, I'm just going to, like every time, just play like there's no tomorrow. Just give a show and hope for the best, hope people like it.
Yeah.
If I see they don't like it, well, then I got to work harder and get them to like it.
I'm sure they will. Have a fantastic gig tonight, Ryan, and thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.